I. Knight. Faust. I've studied now philosophy and jurisprudence, medicine, dash and even, alas, theology, dash from end to end, with labor keen, and here, poor fool. With all my lore I stand, no wiser than before, I magister yea, doctor height, and straight or crosswise, wrong or right, these 10 years long, with many woes, I've led my scholars by the nose, dash and see, that nothing can be known. Underscore that underscore knowledge cuts me to the bone. I'm cleverer, true, than those fops of teachers, doctors and magisters, scribes and preachers, neither scruples nor doubts come now to smite me, nor hell nor devil can longer affright me. For this, all pleasure am I foregoing, I do not pretend to aught worth knowing, I do not pretend I could be a teacher to help or convert a fellow creature. Then, too, I've neither lands nor gold, nor the world's least pomp or honor hold no dog would endure such a cursed existence. Wherefore, from magic I seek assistance, that many a secret perchance I reach through spirit power and spirit speech, and thus the bitter task forego of saying the things I do not know, dash that I may detect the inmost force which binds the world, and guides its course, its germs, productive powers explore, and rummage in empty words no more. O full and splendid moon, whom I have, from this desk, seen climb the sky so many a midnight, would thy glow for the last time beheld my woe. Ever thine eye, most mournful friend, o'er books and papers saw me bend, but would that I, on mountains grand, amid thy blessed light could stand, with spirits through mountain caverns hover, float in thy twilight the meadows over, and, freed from the fumes of lore that swathe me, to health in thy dewy fountains bathe me. Ah, me! This dungeon still I see. This drear, accursed masonry, where even the welcome daylight strains but duskly through the painted panes. Hemmed in by many a toppling heap of books worm-eaten, gray with dust, which to the vaulted ceiling creep, against the smoky paper thrust, dash with glasses, boxes, round me stacked, and instruments together hurled, ancestral lumber, stuffed and packed such as my world, and what a world! And do I ask, wherefore my heart falters, oppressed with unknown needs? Why some inexplicable smart all movement of my life impedes? Alas! In living nature's stead, where God is human creature set, in smoke and mold the fleshless dead and bones of beasts surround me yet. Fly! Up! And seek the broad, free land. And this one book of mystery from Nostradamus' very hand, is't not sufficient company? When I the starry courses know, and nature's wise instruction seek, with light of power my soul shall glow, as when to spirits spirits speak. 'Tis vain, this empty brooding here, though guessed the holy symbols be, ye, spirits, come ye hover near O, if you hear me, answer me. Underscore he opens the book, and perceives the sign of the macrocosm underscore. Ha! What a sudden rapture leaps from this eye view, through all my senses swiftly flowing. I feel a youthful, holy, vital bliss in every vein and fiber newly glowing. Was it a god, who traced this sign, with calm across my tumult stealing, my troubled heart to joy unsealing, with impulse, mystic and divine, the powers of nature here, around my path, revealing? Am I a god? So clear mine eyes. In these pure features I behold creative nature to my soul unfold. What says the sage? Now first I recognize, the spirit world no closures fasten, thy senses shut, thy heart is dead, disciple, up. Untiring, hasten to bathe thy breast in morning red. Underscore he contemplates the sign underscore. How each the whole its substance gives, each in the other works and lives. Like heavenly forces rising and descending, their golden urns reciprocally lending, with wings that winnow blessing from heaven through earth I see them pressing, filling the all with harmony unceasing. How grand a show! But, ah! A show alone! Thee, boundless nature, how make thee my own? Were you, ye beasts, founts of all being, shining, whereon hang heavens and earth's desire, whereto our withered hearts aspire, dash ye flow, ye feed, and am I vainly pining? Underscore he turns the leaves impatiently, and perceives the sign of the earth spirit underscore. How otherwise upon me works this sign? Thou, spirit of the earth, art nearer. Even now my powers are loftier, clearer, I glow, as drunk with new-made wine, new strength and heart to meet the world incite me, the woe of earth, the bliss of earth, invite me, and though the shock of storms may smite me, no crash of shipwreck shall have power to fright me. Clouds gather over me, the moon conceals her light, the lamps extinguished. Dash mists rise, red, angry rays are darting round my head. There falls a horror from the vaulted roof, and seizes me. I feel thy presence, spirit I invoke. Reveal thyself. Ha! In my heart what rending stroke. With new impulsion my senses heave in this convulsion. I feel thee draw my heart, absorb, exhaust me, thou must. Thou must. And though my life it cost me. _ He seizes the book, and mysteriously pronounces the sign of the spirit. A ruddy flame flashes, the spirit appears in the flame _. Spirit. Who calls me? Faust, _ with averted head _. Terrible to see. Spirit. Me hast thou long with might attracted, long from my sphere thy food exacted, and now. Faust. Woe. I endure not thee. Spirit. To view me is thine aspiration, my voice to hear, my countenance to see, thy powerful yearning moveth me, here am I. What mean perturbation thee, superhuman, shakes? Thy soul's high calling, where? Where is the breast, which from itself the world did bear, and shaped and cherished which with joy expanded, to be our peer, with us, the spirits, banded? Where art thou, Faust, whose voice has pierced to me, who towards me pressed with all thine energy? _ art thou, who, my presence breathing, seeing, trembles through all the depths of being, a writhing worm, a terror-stricken form. Faust. Thee, form of flame, shall I then fear? Yes, I am Faust, I am thy peer. Spirit. In the tides of life, in action's storm, a fluctuant wave, a shuttle free, birth in the grave, an eternal sea, a weaving, flowing life, all glowing, thus at times humming loom 'tis my hand prepares the garment of life which the deity wears. Faust. Thou, who around the wide world wendest, thou busy spirit, how near I feel to thee. Spirit. Thought like the spirit which thou comprehendest, not me. _ disappears _. Faust, _ overwhelmed _. Not thee. Whom then? I, image of the Godhead. Not even like thee. _ O death. I know it 'tis my famulus. My fairest luck finds no fruition, in all the fullness of my vision the soulless sneak disturbs me thus. _ enter _ Wagner _, in dressing gown and nightcap, a lamp in his hand. _ Faust _ turns impatiently _. Wagner. Pardon, I heard your declamation, 'twas sure an old Greek tragedy you read? In such an art I crave some preparation, since now it stands one in good stead. I've often heard it said, a preacher might learn, with a comedian for a teacher. Faust. Yes, when the priest comedian is by nature, as haply now and then the case may be. Wagner. Ah, when one studies thus, a prison creature, that scarce the world on holidays can see, dash scarce through a glass, by rare occasion, how shall one lead it by persuasion? Faust. You'll ne'er attain it, save you know the feeling, save from the soul it rises clear, serene in primal strength, compelling the hearts and minds of all who hear. You sit forever gluing, patching, you cook the scraps from others' fare, and from your heap of ashes hatching a starveling flame, ye blow it bare. Take children's, monkeys' gaze admiring, if such your taste, and be content, but ne'er from heart to heart you'll speak inspiring, save your own heart is eloquent. Wagner. Yet through delivery orders succeed, I feel that I am far behind, indeed. Faust. Seek thou the honest recompense. Beware, a tinkling fool to be. With little art, clear wit and sense suggest their own delivery, and if thought move to speak in earnest, what need, that after words thou yearnest? Yes, your discourses, with their glittering show, where ye ferment with shredded thought like paper, are unrefreshing as the winds that blow the rustling leaves through chill autumnal vapor. Wagner. Ah, God! But art is long, and life, alas! Is fleeting. And oft, with zeal my critic duties meeting, in head and breast there's something wrong. How hard it is to compass the assistance whereby one rises to the source. And, haply, ere one travels half the course must the poor devil quit existence. Faust. Is parchment, then, the holy fount before thee, a draught wherefrom thy thirst forever slakes? No true refreshment can restore thee, save what from thine own soul spontaneous breaks. Wagner. Pardon. A great delight is granted when, in the spirit of the ages planted, we mark how, ere our times, a sage has thought, and then, how far his work, and grandly, we have brought. Faust. Oh yes, up to the stars at last. Listen, my friend, the ages that are past are now a book with seven seals protected, what you the spirit of the ages call is nothing but the spirit of you all, wherein the ages are reflected. So, oftentimes, you miserably mar it. At the first glance, who sees it runs away. An awful barrel in a lumber garret, or, at the best, a Punch and Judy play, with maxims most pragmatical and hitting, as in the mouths of puppets are befitting. Wagner. But then, the world, the human heart and brain. Of these one covets some slight apprehension. Faust. Yes, of the kind which men attain. Who dares the child's true name in public mention? The few, who thereof something really learned, unwisely frank, with hearts that spurn concealing, and to the mob laid bare each thought and feeling, have evermore been crucified and burned. I pray you, friend, 'tis now the dead of night, our converse here must be suspended. Wagner. I would have shared your watches with delight, that so our learned talk might be extended. Tomorrow, though, I'll ask, in Easter leisure, this and the other question, at your pleasure. Most zealously I seek for erudition, much do I know, but to know all is my ambition. __ Faust, _solus_. That brain, alone, not loses hope, whose choice is to stick in shallow trash forevermore, dash which digs with eager hand for buried ore, and, when it finds an angle worm, rejoices. Dare such a human voice disturb the flow, around me here, of spirit presence fullest? And yet, this once my thanks I owe to thee, of all earth's sons the poorest, dullest. For thou hast torn me from that desperate state which threatened soon to overwhelm my senses, the apparition was so giant great, it dwarfed and withered all my soul's pretenses. I, image of the Godhead, who began deeming eternal truth secure in nearness ye choirs, have ye begun the sweet, consoling chant, which, through the night of death, the angels ministrant sang, God's new covenant repeating. Chorus of Women. With spices and precious balm, we arrayed him, faithful and gracious, we tenderly laid him, linen to bind him cleanly wound we, ah! When we would find him, Christ no more found we. Chorus of Angels. Christ is ascended. Bliss hath invested him, dash woes that molested him, trials that tested him, gloriously ended. Faust. Why, here in dust, entice me with your spell, ye gentle, powerful sounds of heaven. Peal rather there, where tender natures dwell. Your messages I hear, but faith has not been given, the dearest child of faith is miracle. I venture not to soar to yonder regions whence the glad tidings hither float, and yet, from childhood up familiar with the note, to life it now renews the old allegiance. Once heavenly love sent down a burning kiss upon my brow, in Sabbath silence holy, and, filled with mystic presage, chimed the church bell slowly, and prayer dissolved me in a fervent bliss. A sweet, uncomprehended yearning drove forth my feet through woods and meadows free, and while a thousand tears were burning, I felt a world arise for me. These chants, to youth and all its sports appealing, proclaimed the spring's rejoicing holiday, and memory holds me now, with childish feeling, back from the last, the solemn way. Sound on, ye hymns of heaven, so sweet and mild. My tears gush forth, the earth takes back her child. Chorus of Disciples. Has he, victoriously, burst from the vaulted grave, and all gloriously now sits exalted? Is he, in glow of birth, rapture creative near? Ah! To the woe of earth still are we native here. We, his aspiring followers, him we miss, weeping, desiring, Master, thy bliss. Chorus of Angels. Christ is arisen, out of corruption's womb, burst ye the prison, break from your gloom. Praising and pleading him, lovingly needing him, brotherly feeding him, preaching and speeding him, blessing, succeeding him, thus is the Master near, dash thus is he here, too. Before the city gate. _pedestrians of all kinds come forth _. Several apprentices. Why do you go that way? Others. We're for the hunter's lodge, today. The first. We'll saunter to the mill, in yonder hollow. An apprentice. Go to the river tavern, I should say. Second apprentice. But then, it's not a pleasant way. The others. And what will _ you _? A third. As goes the crowd, I follow. A fourth. Come up to Bergdorf? There you will find good cheer, the finest lasses and the best of beer, and jolly rosin squabbles, trust me. A fifth. You swaggering fellow, is your hide a third time itching to be tried? I won't go there, your jolly rose disgust me. Servant girl. No, no. I'll turn and go to town again. Another. We'll surely find him by those poplars yonder. The first. That's no great luck for me, 'tis plain. You'll have him, when and where you wander, his partner in the dance you'll be, But what is all your fun to me? The other. He's surely not alone today, he'll be with Curly Head, I heard him say. A student. Deuce. How they step, the buxom wenches. Come, brother. We must see them to the benches. A strong, old beer, a pipe that stings and bites, a girl in Sunday clothes, these three are my delights. Citizen's daughter. Just see those handsome fellows, there. It's really shameful, I declare, to follow servant girls, when they might have the most genteel society today. Second student, _ to the first _. Not quite so fast. Two others come behind, those, dressed so prettily and neatly. My neighbor's one of them, I find, a girl that takes my heart, completely. They go their way with looks demure, but they'll accept us, after all, I'm sure. The first. No, brother. Not for me their formal ways. Quick. Lest our game escape us in the press, the hand that wields the broom on Saturdays will best, on Sundays, fondle and caress. Citizen. He suits me not at all, our new made burgomaster. Since he's installed, his arrogance grows faster. How has he helped the town, I say? Things worsen, what improvement names he? Obedience, more than ever, claims he, and more than ever we must pay. Beggar, _ sings _. Good gentlemen and lovely ladies, so red of cheek and fine of dress, behold, how needful here your aid is, and see and lighten my distress. Let me not vainly sing my ditty, he's only glad who gives away, a holiday, that shows your pity, shall be for me a harvest day. Another citizen. On Sundays, holidays, there's naught I take delight in, like gossiping of war, and war's array, when down in Turkey, far away, the foreign people are a-fighting. One at the window sits, with glass and friends, and sees all sorts of ships go down the river gliding, and blesses then, as home he wins at night, our times at peace abiding. Third citizen. Yes, neighbor. That's my notion, too, why, let them break their heads, let loose their passions, and mix things madly through and through, so, here, we keep our good old fashions. Old woman, _ to the citizen's daughter _. Dear me, how fine. So handsome, and so young. Who wouldn't lose his heart, that met you? Don't be so proud. I'll hold my tongue, and what you'd like I'll undertake to get you. Citizen's daughter. Come, Agatha. I shun the witch's sight before folks, lest there be misgiving, 'tis true, she showed me, on St. Andrew's night, my future sweetheart, just as you were living. The other. She showed me mine, in crystal clear, with several wild young blades, a soldier lover, I seek him everywhere, I pry and peer, and yet, somehow, his face I can't discover. Soldiers. Castles, with lofty ramparts and towers, maidens disdainful and beauty's array, both shall be ours. Bold is the venture, splendid the pay. Lads, let the trumpets for us be suing, calling to pleasure, calling to ruin. Stormy our life is, such is its spoon. Maidens and castles capitulate soon. Bold is the venture, splendid the pay. And the soldiers go marching, marching away. Faust and Wagner. Faust. Released from ice our brook and river by the quickening glance of the gracious spring, the colors of hope to the valley cling, and weak old winter himself must shiver, withdrawn to the mountains, a crownless king, whence, ever retreating, he sends again impotent showers of sleet that darkle and belts across the green of the plain. But the sun will permit no white to sparkle, everywhere form and development moveth, he will brighten the world with the tints he loveth, and, lacking blossoms, blue, yellow, and red, he takes these gaudy people instead. Turn thee about, and from this height back on the town direct thy sight. Out of the hollow, gloomy gate, the motley throngs come forth elate, each will the joy of the sunshine hoard, to honor the day of the risen Lord. They feel, themselves, their resurrection, from the low, dark rooms, scarce habitable, from the bonds of work, from trade's restriction, from the pressing weight of roof and gable, from the narrow, crushing streets and alleys, from the church's solemn and reverent night, all come forth to the cheerful light. How lively, see! The multitude sallies, scattering through gardens and fields remote, while over the river, that broadly dallies, dances so many a festive boat, and overladen, night is sinking, the last full wherry takes the stream. Yonder far, from the hill paths blinking, their clothes are colors that softly gleam. I hear the noise of the village, even, here is the people's proper heaven, here high and low contented see. Here I am man, dare man to be. Wagner. To stroll with you, sir doctor, flatters, 'tis honor, profit, unto me. But I, alone, would shun these shallow matters, since all that's coarse provokes my enmity. This fiddling, shouting, ten-pin rolling I hate, these noises of the throng, they rave, as Satan were their sports controlling. And call it mirth, and call it song. Peasants, under the linden tree, _ dance and song _. All for the dance the shepherd dressed, in ribbons, wreath, and gayest vest himself with care arraying, around the linden lass and lad already footed it like mad, hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah tararala! The fiddlebow was playing. He broke the ranks, no whit afraid, and with his elbow punched a maid, who stood, the dance surveying, the buxom wench, she turned and said, "Now, you I call a stupid head. Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah tararala! Be decent while you're staying." Then round the circle went their flight, they danced to left, they danced to right, their kirtles all were playing. They first grew red, and then grew warm, and rested, panting, arm in arm, dash hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah tararala! And hips and elbows straying. "Now, don't be so familiar here. How many a one has fooled his dear, waylaying and betraying." And yet, he coaxed her soon aside, and round the linden sounded wide. Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah tararala! And the fiddlebow was playing. Old peasant. "Sir doctor, it is good of you, that thus you condescend, today, among this crowd of merry folk, a highly learned man, to stray. Then also take the finest can, we fill with fresh wine, for your sake, I offer it, and humbly wish that not alone your thirst is slake, dash that, as the drops below its brink, so many days of life you drink." Faust. "I take the cup you kindly reach, with thanks and health to all and each." _ The people gather in a circle about him _. Old peasant. "In truth, 'tis well and fitly timed, that now our day of joy you share, who heretofore, in evil days, gave us so much of help and care. Still many a man stands living here, saved by your father's skillful hand, that snatched him from the fever's rage and stayed the plague in all the land. Then also you, though but a youth, went into every house of pain, many the corpses carried forth, but you in health came out again." Faust. "No test or trial you evaded, a helping God the help rated." All. "Health to the man, so skilled and tried, that for our help he long may abide." Faust. "To him above bow down, my friends, who teaches help, and succor sends." _ He goes on with _ Wagner. Wagner. "With what a feeling, thou great man, must thou receive the people's honest veneration. How lucky he, whose gifts his station with such advantages endow. Thought shown to all the younger generation, each asks, and presses near to gaze, the fiddle stops, the dance delays. Thou goest, they stand in rows to see, and all the caps are lifted high, a little more, and they would bend the knee as if the holy host came by." Faust. "A few more steps ascend, as far as yonder stone. Dash here from our wandering will we rest contented. Here, lost in thought, I've lingered oft alone, when foolish fasts and prayers my life tormented. Here, rich in hope and firm in faith, with tears, wrung hands and sighs, I've striven, the end of that far-spreading death entreating from the Lord of Heaven. Now like contempt the crowd's applauses seem, couldst thou but read, within mine inmost spirit, how little now I deem, that sire or son such praises merit. My father's was a somber, brooding brain, which through the holy spheres of nature groped and wandered, and honestly, in his own fashion, pondered with labor whimsical, and pain, who, in his dusky workshop bending, with proved adepts in company, made, from his recipes unending, opposing substances agree. There was a lion red, a wooer daring, within the lily's tepid bath espoused, and both, tormented then by flame unsparing, by turns in either bridal chamber housed. If then appeared, with colors splendid, the young queen in her crystal shell, this was the medicine the patience was soon ended, and none demanded, who got well. Thus we, our hellish boluses compounding, among these vales and hills surrounding, worse than the pestilence, have passed. Thousands were done to death from poison of my giving, and I must hear, by all the living, the shameless murderers praised at last." Wagner. "Why, therefore, yield to such depression? A good man does his honest share in exercising, with the strictest care, the art bequeathed to his possession. Dost thou thy father honor, as a youth? Then may his teaching cheerfully impel thee, dost thou, as man, increase the stores of truth? Then may thine own son afterwards excel thee." Faust. "O happy he, who still renews the hope, From errors deeps to rise forever. That which one does not know, one needs to use, and what one knows, one uses never. But let us not, by such despondence, so the fortune of this hour embitter. Mark how, beneath the evening sunlight's glow, the green embosomed houses glitter. The glow retreats, done is the day of toil, it yonder hastes, new fields of life exploring, ah, that no wing can lift me from the soil, upon its track to follow, follow soaring. Then would I see eternal evening gild the silent world beneath me glowing, on fire each mountain peak, with peace each valley filled, the silver brook to golden rivers flowing. The mountain chain, with all its gorges deep, would then no more impede my godlike motion, and now before mine eyes expands the ocean with all its bays, in shining sleep. Yet, finally, the weary god is sinking, the newborn impulse fires my mind, dash I hasten on, his beams eternal drinking, the day before me and the night behind, above me heaven unfurled, the floor of waves beneath me, dash a glorious stream. Though now the glories fade. Alas! The wings that lift the mind no aid of wings to lift the body can bequeath me. Yet in each soul is born the pleasure of yearning onward, upward and away, when o'er our heads, lost in the vaulted azure, the lark sends down his flickering lay, dash when over crags and piny highlands the poising eagle slowly soars, and over plains and lakes and islands the crane sails by to other shores. Wagner. I've had, myself, at times, some odd caprices, but never yet such impulse felt, as this is. One soon fatigues, on woods and fields to look, nor would I beg the bird his wing to spare us, how otherwise the mental raptures bear us from page to page, from book to book. Then winter nights take loveliness untold, as warmer life in every limb had crowned you, and when your hands unroll some parchment rare and old, all heaven descends, and opens bright around you. Faust. One impulse art thou conscious of, at best, oh, never seek to know the other. Two souls, alas, reside within my breast, and each withdraws from, and repels, its brother. One with tenacious organs holds in love and clinging lust the world in its embraces, the other strongly sweeps, this dust above, into the high ancestral spaces. If there be airy spirits near, twixt heaven and earth on potent errands fleeing, let them drop down the golden atmosphere, and bear me forth to new and varied being. Yea, if a magic mantle once were mine, to waft me o'er the world at pleasure, I would not for the costliest stores of treasure, not for a monarch's robe the gift resign. Wagner. Invoke not thus the well-known throng, which through the firmament diffused is faring, and danger thousandfold, our race to wrong. In every quarter is preparing. Swift from the north the spirit fangs so sharp sweep down, and with their barbed points assail you, then from the east they come, to dry and warp your lungs, till breath and being fail you. If from the desert sendeth them the south, with fire on fire your throbbing forehead crowning, the west leads on a host, to cure the druth only one meadow, field, and you are drowning. They gladly hearken, prompt for injury, dash gladly obey, because they gladly cheat us, from heaven they represent themselves to be, and lisp like angels, when with lies they meet us. But, let us go. 'Tis grey and dusky all, the air is cold, the vapors fall. At night, one learns his house to prize, dash why stand you thus, with such astonished eyes? What, in the twilight, can your mind so trouble? Faust. Seest thou the black dog coursing there, through corn and stubble? Wagner. Long since, yet deemed him not important in the least. Faust. Inspect him close, for what tick'st thou the beast? Wagner. Why, for a poodle who has lost his master, and scents about, his track to find. Faust. Seest thou the spiral circles, narrowing faster, which he, approaching, round us seems to wind? A streaming trail of fire, if I see rightly, follows his path of mystery. Wagner. It may be that your eyes deceive you slightly, naught but a plain black poodle do I see. Faust. It seems to me that with enchanted cunning he snares our feet, some future chain to bind. Wagner. I see him timidly, in doubt, around us running, since, in his master's stead, two strangers doth he find. Faust. The circle narrows, he is near. Wagner. A dog thou seest, and not a phantom, here. Behold him stop upon his belly crawl his tail set wagging, canine habits, all. Faust. Come, follow us. Come here, at least. Wagner. 'Tis the absurdest, drollest beast. Stand still, and you will see him wait, address him, and he gambols straight, if something's lost, he'll quickly bring it, dash your cane, if in the stream you fling it. Faust. No doubt you're right, no trace of mind, I own, is in the beast, I see but drill, alone. Wagner. The dog, when he's well educated,